Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You ready to hear the truth?
I need to say this. Unpopular
opinions. Okay, hot take. But I like your confidence.
Yeah. It's time for Unpopular Opinions, where we just delve into your brain and try to see what you actually, it's more of a test on whether you actually have contrary opinions or not. Because saying Nickelback sucks, that's not an unpopular opinion. A lot of people think that. But this one might be from the text line. If you're listening to music for 40 plus minutes, listening to an album is always better than a playlist. I agree with that. Almost always better, unless it's a bad album. If it's a bad album, it's obviously not worth it. But I've done that before. Okay, I love the Beatles. Okay, on my way into work today, I was like, you know what? I want to listen to the Beatles. So I put on A Day in the Life, and that played through. And then the next song that played was a Who song. And I love The Who, one of my favorite bands of all time as well. But I was like, I'd rather just go back and listen to all of Sgt. Pepper's again. So I instead was like, hey, play, you know, S-I-R-I, play all of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on YouTube. And it did. It was great. And I listened to it on the way in. That works because it's a great album. If it's, you know, Smash Mouth, Fushio Mang from 1996, maybe not great. I'm not saying bad, but maybe not worth it. You know, if I'm going to listen to a playlist over Smash Mouth, that's fine. But there's, if it's a great album, yes. But that's, I think that's more rare. Does that make sense? Am I rambling in here?
Your point makes sense, yeah. Even though you could have just said anything and I would have believed it was an album by the Beatles. So, you know,
pathetic.
Yeah. I don't agree with this because I think there are artists out there who like, okay, they release an album and it has 12 songs on it. And like 8 of those 12 songs are really good and you really like it. But let's be honest, there's some stinkers on there. I don't want to listen to the stinkers. So like Eric Church, who's my favorite artist, like my favorite album from him is probably The Outsiders or Chief.
Okay.
There are some really good songs on there that I like. But I don't want to listen to just one album. I want to listen to the full library of what he has to offer because there's really good songs on each individual album that I like. So I don't want to listen to just, I don't have to put a CD in the player and just listen to that anymore.
Here's where I agree with you that a good, any more too, with modern artists, a great album is rare because nobody cares about a total album anymore. They just care about, like, maybe Taylor Swift's the only one anymore. They just care about having a couple of hits and getting those streams up, because all that matters is how many streams you're getting, you know, and if you get all those from one song, that's even better, less effort on your part. But when you listen to an album, there's sometimes you'll listen to it and you'll be like, God, this song's boring. This song sucks. And then you give it a couple more listens. You go, you know what? That's actually the best song on the album. You grow with an album. You can, like, if you listen to it a couple of times, maybe you'll be like, oh, I thought this song sucked at first, but actually I think this is the best song on here. And your interpretation of the songs can change. And you don't get that from a playlist where you're just hearing nothing but bangers.
I think this might be a generational divide.
Yeah, I think you're
because
right.
Because when you were you in your youth and you were listening to music,
mm-hmm.
you could only listen to the album. Unless you...
I could listen to the radio.
Right. But when you were, you know, when you bought a tape or whatever, or a CD, those were the songs that were on there. You didn't have, like, the opportunity, unless you had one of the, like, fancy 8 CD players in your car.
Yeah.
Like, when you listen to an artist, you listen to that album. So I wonder if that's
where
your
opinion
is coming
from. Have the option of listening to playlists that I appreciate albums more?
Yes.
That's not necessarily true, because I did. It was when I was in my late teens, but we could burn CDs and we could download individuals. It would take all night, but with Napster, we could download a song.
Napster.
Yeah. Over dial up, we could download an entire song in one night and we would put those on. We could listen to playlists. And I wasn't too old when iPods came out and you could listen to playlists on there. But I also just. It might be a generational thing. I don't think you're served by only listening to hit songs. You know what I mean? I think there's something to be said for, this is my favorite band and my favorite song by them isn't a song that everybody else knows or isn't a song that everybody else loves. Like, again, going back to the Beatles, most popular band of all time. My favorite song by the Beatles is not a number one song. It's a famous song. It's a really great song, but it was never a single, and that would be A Day in the Life. A lot of people just, oh, Here Comes the Sun, you know, Come Together, which you played earlier. But for me, it's the last song in Sgt. Pepper's. And then getting even deeper than that, Blackbird is probably Paul's best song. You know, it just goes on and on. If it's Nirvana, I'd say like Radio-Friendly Unit Shifter. Is one of my favorite songs by them. I guarantee I said that, and even if you're a Nirvana song, you're like, what album was that off of? It was off of In Utero. I think that it just makes me feel like I'm connected with the band more than if I was just listening to bangers. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, my favorite song by Eric Church came out in 2014 when I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
and it's a song called Talladega. It's about him and his friends fixing up a car and going to Talladega to watch the NASCAR race. And it was when my brother just got his driver's license and we were driving around, and that was the, we had the CD for that and we were just listening to that. And so that song sort of takes me back to that, where I'm just driving around with my brother and my friends, just, you know, doing dumb teenage things. So, like, I don't think
that's a list that we can't do because we can't do music lists anymore. Man, that'd be a good list though. What is that song for you?
That's that song for me.
That's that song for you.
The song, I mean, I like the song. The song is good, but like the nostalgia of it is me and my brother's 1999 Dodge Ram truck, which was, and it had an 16-year-old driving around in a big truck with an extended bed and a Tommy liftgate, because it was my great grandfather's and he was in a wheelchair. So he needed the liftgate to get his chair in the back of the truck.
Mm.
And he's driving around this full steel beast with tires balder than a 70-year-old man.
Hey, some 70-year-old men invent hair transplants. They got hair.
Yeah, now they do. Thanks, Turkey.
That is... I wish I could do this. I can't do this. I'll just do what mine is. Because you're right. I think everybody does have that song, though. Just driving around, nothing better to do than to hang out with your friends or your brother or just people who are important to you in your life. And not realizing, probably even at that time, how you're going to look back on that and think, God, I wish I was that age again. I would give anything to be in a car. Never mind. I'm going to start crying. because I was going to stay next to my brother. So, sorry. Anyway, reversing. Going back. For me, not the brother song, but this is a song. It's by Travis called Why Does It Always Rain On Me? Starts off slow, apparently. There we go. This was that song for me. Is me and my friend James driving around listening to his Rio MP3 player. It was like one of the first MP3 players. Couldn't even get a full album on there. Could only get like 8 songs on there. This song. It's they had a very Radiohead vibe, but it's a beautiful song. It was amazing. But yeah, not even realizing like we're never going to be this age again. This is a moment in time that is perfectly encapsulated in this melody. And I'll have that melody with me for the rest of my life, but I won't ever get to experience this moment again. And it, like everybody has it. I, working in music radio, especially in college, God, I didn't realize that connection I made with music with people until I started working in a genre I don't like with country music. And how many people we would talk, be like, oh my God, people would be like, I was listening to you when I got the call, my grandpa died or something. And I'm like, that's horrible. Thanks for telling me. But in country music, like, oh, this song, we played this at my wedding, or I love this song because it was my grandpa's favorite song, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, that we do. I mean, if you break music down to what it is, like, you know, it's just a bunch of sound vibrations, but there's something about music that's very human.
It just cuts through.
That it cuts through everything. It's like you go to a concert and the person sitting next to you, you know nothing. It's a lot like sports where you know nothing about them except one thing. They also like this thing that you also love.
Yeah.
And there is something that is very human about that. And it's music and sports that I think are the two things that really cut through that.
Because they make you feel something deeper than the average thing.
Right.
You know, because with sports, it's silly how invested we get emotionally in sports. And people who don't really like sports don't get it. Like, my wife does not. She enjoys watching games, but she doesn't get upset when they lose. And I can't, for the life of me, fathom how that's possible. How are you not miserable like the rest of the city right now? She's like, I don't know. It's not part of my life. I don't know. I don't care. From the text line, just moving on to something else entirely. Die Hard, maybe a Christmas movie, but stop making that your personality. So this is the time of year where it's a classic debate. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
It is.
It takes place at Christmas.
Yeah.
Could you remove Christmas from it and still have a good movie? Yes. But could you remove Christmas from it and have as good of a movie? No. Because part of a good Christmas movie is redemption. And the major emotional theme of Die Hard is redemption. He's trying to win his wife back. They're on the brink of divorce. And then she gets kidnapped by terrorists and he needs to save her and prove that he's still the man that she always hoped he would be.
This is the one time where kidnapping is good. Die Hard. One good kind of kidnapping.
The one good kind of kidnapping. So yeah, but people who get so obsessed with it. Like, I watch Die Hard every year. We watch Die Hard as a family. We watch Die Hard, well, not my little one, but me and my son and my wife, we all watch Die Hard. Katie hates it, but we watch it every year as a Christmas movie. You know what we've added to that? There's a movie that came out a couple of years ago with David Harbaugh, I think is his name, from Stranger Things, the sheriff from Stranger Things, called Violent Night. And it's Die Hard if Santa Claus was John McClane. And it's awesome. It is so, it mixes Die Hard and then Home Alone. If, like, instead of it being cartoonish violence, it was actual violence against the burglars. Like, this little girl in the movie goes Home Alone on these guys, but messes them up, like, horrifyingly.
I'm just imagining the Santa Claus from Futurama.
Yeah, but he's good.
He's good.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a former like Nordic, like Viking warrior or something that's now been cursed to be Santa Claus.
From Valhalla to the real world.
Yeah, and he's got like this hammer and he's awesome. He's so good at it. And it's such a fun, stupid, violent movie. But again, I hate movies where Santa Claus is a bad guy and Santa Claus is killing people. Those are the worst. The Silent Nights, and I think there was some movie last year, Terrifier 3, where it was Santa Claus was a bad guy and killing children. I hate that. That makes me sick. This is Santa Claus protecting a child and killing bad guys. It's so good. It's so good. 913-586-7798. Doing unpopular opinions. Coming up, here's one. Therapy is great, but some people really just need a hobby.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And 8 hours of sleep. Boy, that's... Oh, we'll hash that one out coming up. So, a bunch of cattle are on the loose after a multi-vehicle crash at I-70 at Oak Grove. We'll keep our eyes out for that and see if there's anything. I mean, hey, you want some... The price of beef keeps going up. That's all I'm saying. Price of beef's going up. You got a thick truck. Maybe Rod, he had a car that was falling apart and he literally welded together a cow catcher and put it on the front of his Scion. I'm just saying. You don't want a cow catcher though. You want a cow splatter.
Yeah, some real Mad Max stuff.
Yeah. Hey, look, the price is going up. What are you going to do? You're telling me you're not going to eat it just because it hit asphalt?
And then, you know, you can hypothetically, mm-hmm. allegedly, not legal advice, sue the company that cow belongs to. I'm going to double pay out there.
That's a good point. Yeah. Not only do I get the beef, I get the cash.
Where's the beef? It's on my hood.
Hey, Quentin, talk about a cash cow. Am I right?
Stop.
Am I right?
Boo.
Am I right? I am right. Hold on. Put a pin in that because I got something to say off of that. We'll come back to it in a second. I just want to fix this unpopular opinion that came in from the text line. Unpopular opinion, therapy is great, but some people really just need a hobby and 8 hours of sleep. Okay, this is going to sound dismissive. Okay? I truly believe that everybody could use a tune-up. I think that saying therapy is overrated or no, like anybody, just like your car, you can take it into a good mechanic and they can make it run just a little bit, even if it's running great. Have a quick tune-up, change the oil, could always run a little bit better. Fine. Make sure the tires are inflated at the right levels, all that stuff. I think that's fair. I also do think that people lean sometimes into their, because I've been guilty of this, into their neuroses too much. And I'm not saying that they don't have them, and I'm not saying that it's all in your head, so get over it. What I am saying is that so many people, and I've done this too, will use them as a crutch. So if you're going to therapy, don't go to a therapist to try to figure out what is wrong with you, and then you can just say that has a name now. Go to therapy to try to fix what's wrong with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of my closest friends is an addiction therapist. Mm-hmm. And so I've learned a lot about, you know, what like therapy is just from having her rant to me about some of the people that she gets to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Okay.
And so to like understand, you know, what it can do for you and what it can't do for you.
Yes.
Because there is a difference there, especially when like you're refusing it. Which is like part of the problem with like court mandated therapy is that
never going to help you.
You're not going to, unless you're willing to accept the help, then it's never going to work. Cause she specifically works with addiction, those suffering from addiction, from alcohol, drugs, et cetera, in the state of Kansas. And some of those people are sent from like prisons and is court mandated therapy. She gets to work with that. So, So sometimes it's just like, you're here, you know, I'm here so I won't get fined, like Marshawn Lynch. It is that. It's just like some people who really want the help and can work through it and can improve their health both mentally and physically.
Yeah.
But if you aren't going to take it, I also think that you're right where it shouldn't become your personality that you go to therapy.
That's what I'm – yeah, thank you. That is the crystallization of what I was trying to say. When you just treat it as I'm in therapy, and this is something that me and my therapist have talked about with my need – for validate. Okay, that's great. What are you doing to fix that?
Right.
What are you and your therapist talking about as far as a proactive approach to change that about yourself? Because you recognize it's a problem. So what are you doing to fix that? And I've gone to bad therapists before. And I've experienced that where they just think, oh, we just need to name your problem. And then that's it. And then we just, instead of really working on that, we just say, well, that's your problem. And that's what you keep coming back to because you have obsessive compulsive issues and, you know, you keep trying to recreate traumatic situations where you're the one in control and things like that. That's not necessarily solving any problem. That's why I'll just say this. It is probably too heavy, but I don't, the most effective form of therapy isn't universal and it doesn't apply to everybody. But the most effective form of therapy for me is cognitive behavioral therapy. What that is you literally write down your negative thoughts and then you, using logic, go, well, that's stupid. And here's why. And it works for me. I'm not saying it works for everybody, but it's a very effective form of treatment. And the reason I feel like it's good is because I can literally see myself growing when I'm journaling and writing thoughts down and then realizing how dumb they are. And it gives me like a little problem to solve.
I mean, you literally do that 4 hours every day.
That's so. A good point. But it helps writing them down too. Yeah. It just saying them isn't enough. Like you have to write them down and see them. The problem with that is I've done this where I've written my negative thoughts down into journals. And then somebody in my family will come along and see them.
Oh, that's great. Fantastic.
Are you okay? Why? What's the matter? You say you're a failure and everybody is going to leave you and nobody loves you. What's that all about? Oh, that's just how I was feeling at that moment.
It's like, grandma, can you, the bathroom is one more door down. Can you just, all right. Why are you looking at my nice leather bound book?
All right. Now back to this. The accident on I-70. Hopefully nobody is injured. It's a multi-vehicle crash, so hopefully there's nobody injured.
Yeah.
But I'm not focused on that because I can't do anything about that.
Can I add some context to this? So ABC, KNBC has live coverage of this. There was a man on a horse wrangling a cow right now. There was a cow in the median. There was a man on a horse, and he is lassoing a cow.
Are we getting coverage on this? Like audio coverage? Can you put it up?
Yeah, let me. I don't have any. I wish I had some audio of this.
KNBC is covering it live right now.
Right now, both directions remain closed, but we're being told that the goal is to try to get the highway back open again by rush hour. These are live pictures now from News Chopper 9. Again, two tractor trailers collided, sending them one of them into the median. You can see the scene there. One of the trucks, again, transporting cattle. Several cows escaped. We don't actually have an exact number of how many of them, but we do know that there you see one of them, several of them still on the loose in that area. And again, just moments ago, a truck carrying horses pulled there into the median there. You can see they're having some luck, but this takes a special skill to capture those cows. The riders are going to attempt to, well, there you go, success with that one.
They got one cow. How many cows we got loose, everybody?
In the area, and again, more loose cows. We don't have an exact count. The Highway Patrol, again, hoping to reopen Interstate 70 by the evening rush hour. These live pictures, this is a scene you don't see every day. But again, we have a couple crews there covering this for us right now. And you can see we've been showing you live pictures of some of the cows there in the median.
It's not one of my
Again,
on
we
my
don't know how many
day.
Are still on the loose, but just moments ago, as we've been bringing you these live pictures, they brought in those horses on trucks. And obviously, that takes a special skill to capture the cattle, and they're having some success also bringing in those special trailers to get that those cattle. Again, this involved two tractor trailers colliding. This is on Interstate 70 near Oak Grove.
Oh my God, I'm watching it now.
And already, this has been a situation that's been going on a couple hours already, and might go on for several more hours because at this point, they really don't know how long it will take. You can see the massive scene there right now and all the people that they brought in to help contain the situation. The good news in all of this is that we're told no one was hurt in this crash. The real unknown at this point is how long it's going to take to get those cattle that are still on the loose. We have two crews covering this for you. We'll continue to monitor that situation.
All right, so if you're on I-70 right now and you're backed up, it's because a cattle truck was part of it, crashed, and a bunch of cows are loose, y'all. Now, they're having men go out and catch these cows. If they're loose cows, can you just catch one yourself?
I think that's cow
is that
rustling?
Poaching? Is that rustling?
Yeah.
Is that would that get you shot in old Texas?
Well, because you know the reason why they have like longhorns are as like mean and big as they are because back in the ye olde days they would just let the longhorns roam during the winter.
Yeah.
That's why they branded them so you could find your cows again. So I think this would be now. I'd love to know the last time a cattle rustling charge was happening in Kansas or Missouri.
It's been probably at least 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I look at horses are such majestic creatures, but they're also so dumb.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be insulting to anybody who loves horses or anything, but they show the horse. One of the horses just plopped. Just pooped right there. Just cameras focused right at its big horse butt. Its tail moves and a bunch of poop comes out of the back end of it. And the horse doesn't know it's on TV, though. It doesn't know what TV is.
I mean, when you gotta go.
When you gotta go, you gotta go. And you caught, I guess, a cow. Now, here's my question. And I'll just keep this on the text line because we don't have a ton of time coming back because we just spent 4 minutes on that. Have you ever eaten roadkill?
Was that a question to me?
To anybody.
I don't know. If you were to look at me and guess if I've ever eaten roadkill before.
Yeah. I would
your
guess no.
Your answer better be no.
I would guess no. Ah, your beard's clean enough, but if it was a little more scraggly, I'd be like, yeah, it looks
like more like the Duck Dynasty guys.
Yeah. Are you above eating roadkill?
Yeah, I think so.
You're not sure?
No, I don't think I would ever eat anything
that had been run over.
Yeah.
What if it was a perfectly serviceable type of food? Say it was a pig or a cow, a steer.
One, we'd have to assume that I would be able to butcher it.
Say somebody else had butchered it. You're not doing it. You're not dragging its carcass around.
I hit Bambi's dad.
Yeah.
And I'm taking it to the butchery down in ye old store.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it.
You don't think you could? Why? What difference does it make?
Well, you know, there's a reason why there's a separation between me and the Tyson plant.
All right. 913-586-7798. Have you or could you eat roadkill? That's the topic coming up on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Currently, if you're on I-70, you might be on there for a while because it is shut down both ways around Oak Grove thanks to a multi-car accident. Happened around 10 o'clock this morning. Didn't hear about it until just recently. Involved three vehicles, and what's kind of interesting about it is not just that it's a crash, but a bunch of cows got loose. You know, back when I was in Boston, they used to treat me like a little mouse in the big city. You're like, oh, does somebody think they know about urban life? Because, oh, they're so cute. You're from Kansas City. That's a real big place. And I was like, it's a real city? It's not like we have cows running all over the place, shutting down highways, I would say. Things like that all the time. Apparently, I was wrong.
I have a cow story.
Okay, want to hear your cow? I love cow stories. Okay. Any cow story? Yep.
So when I was in high school, I went to Liberty North, and the city had just bought the land to build the school, and it was on some old farmland. Mm-hmm. So the farmer raised cattle, and he had to shorten his field for the school to be built. Well, the first year we were there, there was a cow that kept getting out of the fence, and so it would wander around the parking lot. And there were times we had to delay leaving the school because there was a cow just wandering around in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a real story, ladies and gentlemen.
Was it just wandering around, or was it like
it was just wandering around the parking lot,
oblivious, or was it antagonistic?
Was it the villain
of the story, or was it just an innocent bystander?
It was just, yeah, it's like an innocent, real main character kind of attitude, though, okay. Just wandering around the parking lot.
Yeah.
So it became such a thing, and the football team was doing so well that year that somebody brought a little foam cow, and they took it to football games, and it became the spirit cow. Now, the mascot for Liberty North are the Eagles, but okay. At this game, we did not care about Eagles. We had a blue spirit cow that we brought to all the football games. It is in a trophy case to this day.
It's still there.
It's still
there. The cow is. That's awesome. I love cows. My mom, I think it's because of her. My mom had like this obsession with cows where she loves them too. They're just sweet, docile creatures. And when I talk about cows, I mean dairy cows that we don't eat a lot of dairy. I think we do eventually eat them, but mostly they're there for dairy. What you're usually eating is steer, meaning bulls that have been gelded. Right. I'm fine with that. And I like cows. I like any animal that could trample you, but you could also hunt with a hammer. That's what I like. Does that make sense? I like that contradiction. I like that dichotomy there.
So where do you stand on bison?
It
could trample you. I don't know how well you're doing with a hammer.
I don't think you could hunt that with a hammer. No. The bison's going to take you down. I don't like them as much. They're intimidating. They scare me. Cows don't scare me. You know what animal I like that's weird that I like? Grizzly bears. Love grizzly bears.
Bears have come up a lot on the show since you
Because I love them. Because they're just big, stupid, fat, like, I don't know, they can be jerks sometimes, but they're just so cute looking too that there's just something about them that I love. Anyway, I threw this out before we went to break, and my question was, have you or would you ever eat roadkill? Have some texts answering that. We'll get to those in a second. But I want to give out this data on animals on the road. In the United States, there are 1 to 2 million collisions with large wild animals every year, causing roughly 200 deaths. That's not including the deaths from the wild animals. And around 26,000 injuries, billions of dollars in damage. Insurance data. Listen to this, because this is the funniest phrasing that I've ever heard for one thing. Insurance data from 2024 to 2025 estimated about 1.7 million animal collision claims in 1 year, with one deer being the main culprit. Now, what they mean by that is it's usually a person hitting a single deer. But the way they phrase it, it
one deer
like
caused like
there's just
35
this
accidents.
One whole deer who's out there just like, hey, see that SUV? Watch this. Dump, jump, jump, crash.
Bambi's dad was not shot by hunters. He left home to get a carton of cigarettes and to mess up some SUV's day.
It's one deer is the main culprit. All the other deer are fine. It's just that one jerk. If we could just find that one deer. If we could just find him, turn him into venison, so many problems would be solved. Because so many animals are already getting killed by cars, a bunch of states have moved to the do not waste meat model. Recent tallies say more than 40 states now allow you to salvage and eat roadkill, usually deer, elk, or other big game, sometimes with a permit or a quick report to law enforcement. So as long as you call it in, you say, hey, I hit this thing and I'm going to eat it. In 40 states in this country, they will let you do it. Now, I don't have the time to look up what those states are, but there you go. That's what you should know. From the text line, absolutely, yes. If I hit a deer and it was fresh, that is just free-range venison, I'm not letting a perfectly good roast turn into crow food.
I guess if you hit it, you know, like, all right, it's not sitting on the side of the road.
Hard no. I barely trust chicken from the grocery store. I'm not eating something that just lost a fight with a Chevy. Well, the way you could look at it is it lost a fight with a Chevy or it was tenderized. You know?
Real glass half full right there.
That's the way I look at it.
Unless you're, you know, the deer, which case, not great.
No. No. Oh, God. From the text line. No, I'm not RFK. Well, look, I know he listens to the show, as many people in the presidential administration do. I get messages from him all the time. So you can not be RFK. That's fine. But you can't deny that apparently eating random roadkill has led to some success. It's not because of his last name, certainly. If anything, that's been a hindrance for the poor man. Yes, he got a brain worm from it. But who's to say that eating bear and whale hasn't led to the success? Who else could be put in charge of Health and Human Services besides a whale-eating bear-skinning dude? Unless you know had a degree in science and medicine and things like that. From the text line. Oh, my God. There's so much. Hold on. If you hit roadkill, it's horrible because it's all bruised and not good at all. Again, it's tenderized, guys. You just got to be creative with it. It's a stew. Just put it in a pot. Turn it on. Bake off the parasites. You're good.
Didn't realize I was going to war with George Washington.
My uncle drove a pickup truck and picked up roadkill deer quite often. As long as it was warm, he would take it home and butcher it. Free food, man. That's the way I look at it. Look, desperate times, desperate measures. What's wrong with it? I don't see anything. 913-586-7798. Hey, real quick, let me tell you about Coats for Kids. Operation Warm, we're doing that this year as we do every year. Just $25 to get a coat for a kid. That's all it costs. $25. I've donated. If I can do it, then you can do it. And by that, I don't mean as far as the money is concerned. I mean, if my dumb ass can figure this out, then you can too. Just go to KMBZ.com and search for the Coats link there. Again, it's just $25. That'll make a huge difference in a kid's life in Kansas City. Make sure that they're not freezing on their way to school. Make sure they can go out and play when it snows. They don't have to tell their friends they can't come out because they don't have a coat. They're going to be happy to put on the coat that you bought for them. Take it out. Have a snowball fight. So long as that's still legal. Again, go to KMBZ.com, search for the Coats link, and donate there.
If, like, sure. You know, somebody, oh, he's got you in a big old bear hug.
We do
know.
The bear walk. Did you ever do that in gym class?
Bear crawl. Yeah. All that stuff. And yet they'll rip your head off and eat your face.
Yeah.
Like, that's about, I want to hug them. I want to ride them like a big furry tractor, but I can't
because
they'll kill me.
So it was weird doing this without any, but anyway, somebody asked me on the text line to tell my grizzly bear story. I have literally a minute, so let me try to do it quick. All right. So I, even at a young age, was obsessed with grizzly bears, and I went into a chat room with other bear enthusiasts and went in there going, "Hey, everybody, I love grizzly bears." And nobody said anything. They just kept talking to each other and stuff. And then I wrote, "Hey, I'm a man, a male, 14 years old in Illinois, and I love grizzly bears." And then I got flooded with a bunch of instant messages. This was on AOL that were very graphic and disturbing. I was in a chat room that was called M4M Bears. I did not realize that it was for hairy men to meet each other. But I did find out that honey can be a sexual attractive that day. Anyway, I didn't message anybody back. Coming up, Christmas lights on your cars. Legal? Sure. Why not?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.